Again, continuing with some of the traffic signal timing theory, not necessarily the traffic signal timing practice, would be a discussion of actuated phasing parameters. Some of the basic principles of timing the green interval in a traffic actuated controller unit are as follows. First, there must be a minimum green time so that a stopped vehicle that receives a green indication has enough time to get started and partially cross the intersection before the yellow signal appears. This time is termed the minimum green or minimum initial portion of the green interval. Second, each following vehicle requires green time. This is called vehicle extension or gap. Gap refers to the distance between vehicles as well as the time between vehicles. And third, there must be a maximum time that the green interval can be extended if opposing cars are waiting. This is called the maximum or extension limit.